Blog Talk Radio. my brother, be encouraged. He will strengthen thine heart. Just know on today that the sun will shine after a while. How good and pleasant it is for us to be able to share with you on this Saturday afternoon. It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness to us. The Bible says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And certainly we are encouraged today. David had to encourage himself in the Lord. Well, I want you to know that you are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel and the good news and the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly they can share in the listening experience with you. Our number, our call-in number, 619-924-0800. We are again excited to be here on this Saturday afternoon. We want our listeners to know that you can connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and we are on Tumblr. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every episode. In addition, we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. So there are a few ways that you can listen to Global Gospel any time of day or night. For those that would like to connect with Global Gospel, you can connect with us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address, globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we will be excited to hear from you. So please like us, share us, and give us a shout out. We want to shout out today just a few of our sponsors. On today, we are going to shout out MPT Enterprise. Marlon Townsend. We want to shout out Amaris Organics. We want to shout out Grandma Etta's Quilting. We want to shout out the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Lois Glenn Carter. We want to shout out Melanated Beards and Third Lounge, Ryan Wilson. And we want to shout out Abyssinia. Certainly, we want you to support all of our sponsors as they support others. Shout out to our listeners today. Shout out to the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Stevenson family, the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Hartley family, the Locke family, the Bridell family, the Hernandez family, the Smith family, the Bradley family, the Watson family, the Bowers family, the Latham family, the Allen family, the Wiggins family. Shout out to the Jones family, the Wilson family, the Robinson family, the Washington family, the Ugar family, the Davis family. Shout out to the Thompson family. Shout out to the Mackey family, the Kearse family, the Odom family. Shout out to all of you, our listeners. And certainly, if we did not call your name, please leave us a comment on our social media page. Send us an email. We will be sure to shout your name out on Global Gospel, because certainly we want you to be encouraged as we are encouraged. We have some listeners that are listening around the world, and certainly shout out to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, California, Michigan, Illinois, We thank God for you, you and you, Cole. Jamaica, West Indies, Colombia, Brazil. Shout out to you. Shout out to Sierra Leone, Ivory Coast, Ghana, Nigeria, Cameroon, Republic of the Congo, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Uganda, Kenya, Mozambique, South Africa, Myanmar, South Korea, Japan, Turkey, Hungary, Poland, the Czech Republic, Germany, the Netherlands, France, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and Sweden, and certainly everyone else that's listening here, there, everywhere, and in between, even if we didn't call you, for you listening in as well. For those of you that have tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture is found 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. It simply says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We came to tell you and to spread the good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ, to let you know that the gospel still heals, it still delivers, it still saves and sets free. Why? Because the gospel tells the story about the birth, the life, the death, the crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Lets us know that he came into the world to die for the sins of the world. He came into the world that we might not die, but we might live, and that we might have abundant life, and that we might have eternal life. And so we thank God for all that he has done for us, all that he's doing for us, and all that he will do. And we want you to be encouraged today, be uplifted, be inspired. Know that the gospel meets every need in your life. It's comprehensive. If you have a financial need, if you have a spiritual need, if you have an emotional need, the gospel is here today to save you, heal you, deliver you, and set you free. If you're down and out, you're suicidal, the gospel is here for you. And certainly we want you to receive the gospel. We want you to hear the gospel. We want you to apply it to your life and to live thereby. Certainly there is an abundance in just knowing who Jesus is. There is an abundance in having him in your life, in your heart. And certainly there is no experience like a Christ experience. And so we thank God for you, you and you. And certainly we will be sharing more with you in the hour. And right now we are going to go to a break. And after that, we will be back and certainly we will share a message on this Saturday afternoon. We started out with Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Be encouraged. Now we'll hear from the Walls Group, Friend in Me.
What's going on, my boy? It's been a while since the last time we called up.
to be the one you seek in your time of need. Trust, no lies, no pretending, no fakes, empty promises and no cliches. But I'm here for you day by day. If the situation changed, I would not stay. Right until the wheels fall off, no matter what it costs. Understand that
why
you got
a friend in me. Oh, you got a friend in me. Oh,
life can get you down.
Turn it around, but you got a friend in me.
Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. If you read the headline, you know where you will find us on today. Today, where you will find us in the Gospel according to Luke. The Gospel according to Luke. And you will find us in chapter 5, verse 17 through 26. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were out of every town of Galilee, and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in, and to lay him before him. And even when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto them, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether it's easier to say the sins, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man have power to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Help somebody. Stay tuned.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can choose somebody with a word or song, if I could show somebody that he's traveling wrong in my living, shall not be in vain. Oh Lord, if I can help somebody as I pass, oh Lord, if I if just a word or song, if I could show somebody that he's traveling wrong, in my living, yeah. In my living, shall not be in vain. My living, shall
If I could help somebody as I travel along, then my living should not be in vain. If I can show brother that they're traveling wrong, if I can show my sister, if I can show my friend, then my living shall not be in vain. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. We thank you for your word, God, because your words, they are spirit and they're life. Your words will not return unto you void. And so, God, we praise you that the word today, when it goes out, it will heal, it will deliver, it will save, it will set free, and it will encourage. God, let the people see all of thee, none of me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you read the title for today, how far would you go for a friend? That is a valid question on today. How far would you go for a friend? And friendship is something that is hard to come by. True friendship is something that is hard to come by. I remember many years ago at a banquet, Bishop Albert Jameson stated that if you find one good friend in life, you've done an awesome thing. And certainly friends, many of them will not stick with you through the thick and through the thin. Sometimes you can think that somebody is your friend and they really are your enemy. There is a show on the ID channel that is called Frenemies, because people can come to you as wolves in sheep clothing. People can come to you. They will hang out with you. They will hang around you, but their motives are not pure. There is no love in their heart towards you, but they are full of jealousy. They're full of envy, and they are full of strife. And certainly we have to be mindful when we are around people that God will give us good friends, even among our family members. Just because a person is your kin does not make them your family. It doesn't mean that they're on your side. And certainly we have to know when to separate ourselves and remove ourselves from certain situations. We have to know when to not be entangled in the yoke of bondage, because some people will hold you down. They will hold you back. They will prevent you from being where you should be in life, and they will prevent you from where you should be in God. And I said it before, if a person cannot be your friend, because if they lie with you, they will lie on you. If they steal with you, they will steal from you. If they cheat with you, they will cheat on you. And so we have to be careful who we connect ourselves with, because as my uncle says, there is no honor among thieves. And certainly we are looking for people in life to be what is referred to as a ride or die. A ride or die is a person that is with you through every up and through every down and through the thick and through the thin. A person that will protect you at all costs. They will protect the friendship, the kinship, and the relationship with that you have with one another. So it is a valid question today. How far would you go for a friend? Is your friendship on the line? Are those around you acting like enemies? And so we're here to try to define that, to answer that just a little bit within the few minutes that we have. In the particular passage of scripture that we have here, coming from Luke the physician, Luke, the one who writes to Theophilus, or he writes to those God lovers. And certainly, if you love the Lord, you should. There are some things that you should know about him. Well, we read Luke, and if we read this same account in Matthew and Mark, and if we read Mark, the Bible says that Jesus entered
into Capernaum, and the people heard that he was there.
And so the location of this particular text is Capernaum, and one person referred to Capernaum as Jesus' headquarters. And so a lot of things happen in Capernaum and around Capernaum. So if you need to know today that our scripture finds us in the headquarters of Jesus. And it lets us know not only was Jesus there, and not only was the power of the Lord present to heal, but there were some Pharisees there, and there were doctors of the law, which would come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem.
So it was a meeting place, and certainly a meeting place, a gathering of scholarly people, of religious people, of people that knew the law. The philosophers were there, I can imagine, and Dr. So-and-so and Dr. So-and-so and Dr. So-and-so. But although they were in the place where the power of the Lord was, it doesn't necessarily mean that their conversation was holy. The Bible says, let your conversation be holy. Certainly, they had no understanding of the power of the Lord. They were in the place where the power of the Lord was, but they had no understanding to receive it. And certainly, we have to know that there are many people around us that say they're around God, they say they know God, they study God's word, but they do not have a person, no relationship with Jesus Christ. The common way of saying it is that everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. Or we've always also said through the years that everybody crying, Lord, Lord, does not necessarily know who the Lord is as a personal relationship. And so we encourage everyone to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And then the Bible says that in the midst of all this going on with the chatter and the commotion and people discussing the law and discussing this and that, there was a man that was sick, and he was in his bed, and he had a palsy, or whatever the situation is. He could not get to Jesus for himself. And you find out, because the press was so hard, anytime Jesus was around, the press was hard. People wanted to get around Jesus, and they wanted to be around him, not necessarily because they knew who he was, but because they had a certain curiosity about them. So the man couldn't get through the door, but the text tells us that they brought him in through the roof. And now there is an architectural discussion about what that means, about how the houses were built at that time. The houses had a flat roof. You could walk on the house. It might have been a courtyard. He might have been in one of the disciples' house. Whatever the case, that is not the issue here. The issue is the man didn't come in there by ordinary means through the door. His friends lowered him through the roof. And so how far would you go for a friend? Are you connected with people that will get you to Jesus in your place of ailment, in your place of sickness, in your place of affliction? If you're homeless, if you're suicidal, do you have someone that can get you to Jesus, that can introduce you to Jesus? Do you have someone that can take you to the house of God? Do you have somebody that can take you to the house of prayer? Do you have someone that can take you to the man or woman of God? Do you have someone that can talk to the Lord on your behalf? If you are not able to get to him for yourself, if you can't open your mouth to pray, if you're too sick to raise your hands, if you're too sick to kneel in prayer, if you're too sick to comprehend what is even going on around you, if you're in a coma, and if you're in a state of sedation, if you're in a drunken stupor, if you're drugged out, if you're in having a psychotic episode, can someone get you to Jesus, or can they get to Jesus on your behalf? I remember many years ago, I was in a service, and a young man was giving his testimony, and he was saying how he was out, and all of a sudden he began to have some kind of medical emergency. But because of the friends that he had,
until he could get medical attention, his friends began to call on the name of Jesus. His friends began to seek the Lord on his behalf. His friends began to uphold him and uplift him and surround him in prayer. And the question is, how far would you go for a friend? Do you have anybody around you that can uplift you if you're in a situation when you cannot help yourself? So this man, he found himself in what I would call good company because he was surrounded with friends that can get him to Jesus. And so in this particular text, in this passage of scripture, we find the true definition of friendship. What do we know the Bible to say about friendship? Proverbs 18 and 24 says, a man that haveth friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Do you have a friend that sticks closer than a brother? And so we thank God and we praise God for those that are around us that will stick closer than a brother, meaning that your friend does not have to necessarily be your family, and your family does not necessarily have to be your friend, but we thank God for those that are friends to us in our time of need. So they got this man through the roof through an unconventional way, and they got him to Jesus. The Bible says they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude. They went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling, which is with his couch, into the midst before Jesus. And today we want to bring you and your situation and your family and your friends before Jesus. However you have to get there. The R&B singer said, just get here if you can. I believe it was Anita Baker or somebody. And the Bible says, and when he saw their faith, he said unto them, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And so it is so interesting because Jesus is in a crowd of people, in a crowd of naysayers, doubters, philosophers, religious leaders, law people, and he brings up sin. He brings up sin. He tells the man that is lame or in his bed that can't move that your sins are forgiven. And it seems to be almost an oxymoron. It seems to be paradoxical in the text. But Jesus always knows what he was doing. And certainly, I believe this was an opportunity for him to introduce the people not to just the miraculous healing power of Jesus, but of the saving grace of Jesus, to let them know that, listen, you've been studying the word, you've been studying the law, but certainly sin is still a problem. Sin is the blame for it all. The strength of sin is the law, and certainly Christ came to not do away with the law, but certainly he came to shed light on having a relationship with him and let us know that, listen, it's not all about the law, but you have to have a relationship and you have to be saved from your sins. By another scripture, James 5 and 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall, listen, save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And so it's interesting how the text in both places would bring up sin at a time of sickness. Now, this just isn't to suggest that your sins are causing you to be sick, because anybody can get sick. It doesn't matter. But we know that Christ came to heal the sick. And certainly a lot of people try to say that if you're sick, you have sin in your life. Job's friends, quote unquote, accused him of being in his situation because he had sin in his life. But it wasn't because he had sin in his life. It was because God allowed it to happen so that God could be glorified and so that people could see who God is. And so Job could see who God is, and those around him could see who God is, that God gives and he takes, but blessed be the name of the Lord. And so that his wife could see that he would not curse God and die. And so sometimes sickness happens, but it's not because of sin. But if you do have sin in your life, God will forgive you of your sin. And I believe what Jesus was saying here in the text is, listen, y'all are looking at his sickness, but you need to look at your sins. And so today we all need to take a look at not only the sickness around us or in us, but take a look at the sin in us or around us.
And so he says to the man, your sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?
They were with Jesus, but they did not realize that he was God in the flesh.
He was Emmanuel, God with us. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered, saying unto them, what reason ye in your hearts?
He let them know that, listen, you have a heart condition, and certainly you have a heart problem. And we need to ask ourselves today, what is the condition and state of our heart? Is our heart and our mind in the right place on today?
Whether it's easy to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or say, rise up and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man have power upon earth to forgive sins, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch
and go into thy house. So Jesus completed the healing. He completed the natural healing, and he completed the spiritual healing.
But the other point I would like to bring out is that Jesus, in verse 20, he saw their faith.
He saw the faith of the friends. He saw the faith of the friends. Jesus was impressed with the friendship. Is Jesus impressed with your friendship? Is he impressed with how you treat others around you? Is he impressed with how you treat strangers? For the Bible says we have to be careful because we can entertain angels unaware. And certainly there have been some times in our lives when people mysteriously come around us and have strange conversations, strange doings, and it makes us wonder, was I entertaining a stranger unaware? And certainly we need to ask ourselves, as the bumper sticker used to say, what would Jesus do? What would he do if he had a sick friend around him? Would he get him to help? And certainly we have to be available for midnight cries. We have to be available for midnight calls. You have to be available. Take someone to the store, to the grocery store, to the supermarket. You have to be available to take someone to a doctor's appointment. You have to be available to reach into your pocket and help somebody that is in need. You have to be available just to pray. You have to be available just to introduce someone to Jesus. And so we continue to ask that question. How far would you go for a friend? Where is your faith in God? Do you have faith to believe that your friend can be healed? Do you have faith to believe that your friend can be saved? Do you have faith to believe that they can be delivered? Do you have faith to believe that they can be set free? Do you have faith to believe that their situation will turn around? Do you have faith to believe that God will open doors for them? Do you have faith to believe that God will turn it around for them? Do you have faith to believe that God can do all things but fail? Do you have faith to believe that he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think? Do you have faith to believe that God can bring them into the wealthy place? Do you have faith to in your friendship? Do you really believe that this person is your friend, or are they just hanging around you for what they can get? Are they leeching off of you? Are they there to find out some secret information about you that they can conspire against you? How far would you go for a friend? And in today's time, our friendship is on the line. There's so many evil people out there. There's so many people that have evil ways. There are so many people that are studying to do evil. But are they truly a friend? How far would you go for your friend? How far would your friend go for you? And so here in this particular passage of scripture, Jesus gives us a lesson on friendship. He gives us a lesson on faith that, listen, your faith isn't just for you. Your faith is for the people around you. Your light should be shining for the people around you. You are the salt of the earth. Certainly, we are the light. We should be the light of the world. People should see our light. As a child, they taught us the song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Are we letting our light shine in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our places of employment? Can people come to you knowing that you have a connection with God? Can they count on you? Count on you to be a friend. God bless you. Stay tuned.
Please lead me with my faith. Count on.
That was Whitney Houston and CeCe Winans' Count on Me. We thank you all for sharing on today. We hope and pray that today, through this particular passage of scripture, Luke chapter 5, verses 17 to 26, and it can all be also be found in Mark and in Matthew. We hope that you have learned the lesson of friendship. We hope you've learned the lesson of faith. And we hope that you've learned the lesson of forgiveness, because Jesus was impressed by the faith of the, not the man, but the man's friends. And then there was forgiveness offered by Jesus to those sick and certainly those that are around him as well. And certainly that is the friendship, the forgiveness, and the faith. And certainly you need to know in a day like today, you need to have a friend, not only in a friend in Jesus, but certainly you need to have a friend in this world, someone that you can lean on and depend on. But when all else fails, know that when my mother and father forsake me, that the Lord is there. We know that we can call on the name of Jesus, for there is power in the name of Jesus. We can call on him in the day of trouble, and he will deliver us. We need to know and remember that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and are safe. How far would you go for a friend? Thank you for listening to Global Gospel. Remember, we're here every Saturday from 1 on Blog Talk Radio. We are on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. You can connect with us on social media as Global Gospel every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. live. And certainly syndicated any time of day or night. Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you for our listeners, our supporters, and our sponsors. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Continue to be safe. And we are going to pray and close with Jaira. Elevation Church and Mavericks, Elevation and Maverick City. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day where we have never seen before, God. We ask that you continue to move by your Spirit, that you uplift heavy burdens, that you lift up bowed down heads, God, that you draw people closer to you, that they know who you are, God, in these perilous times, that they know that they can call on you, for there is power in the name of Jesus. There is no other name under heaven given to us that will save us other than the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you for sending your son Jesus that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you for sending your son Jesus that he will forgive us of our sins and heal us of all our soul's diseases. We thank you today that you are the great physician, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, you deliver us out of them all. We thank you today that healing is the children's bread. And we pray that your healing virtue goes out today to heal those that are sick of all manner of diseases and illness, even if they don't know what's wrong with them. God, continue to touch them from the top of their heads until the soles of their feet. God, move all in them, God. Give the doctors wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for those that are suicidal, God, that they'll know who you are, that they will know that they can have life and have it more abundantly. God, we come casting our cares on you, knowing that you care for us, God. We thank you that you're our high priest today, touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And God, as we go about through our daily activities and through our life, let us know who our true friends are. God, stay the hand of the enemy. We bind every enemy attack. For you said, whatsoever is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we loose your blessings, your favor, your prosperity, your anointing among your people, God. Have your way. Meet every financial need, every housing need, every employment need. In the name of Jesus, God, speak. We speak peace to the home, to the body, to the soul, to the spirit, to the mind, to every turbulent situation in our lives. We know that the peace of God will pass all understanding. If we fail to ask anything, God, please don't fail to grant it. Continue to bless us in the city, the field, bless us going in and coming out, God. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. You are Jireh.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the winds that call me out. You would cross an ocean.
I'm already loved more than I could imagine, and that-